You've probably heard about endangered species like the giant panda, the blue whale, or maybe the Asian elephant. But did you know there are actually more than 16,000 different species of animals, plants, and insects on Earth in danger of becoming extinct? We need to talk about this, and May 15th is the perfect time to start. Endangered Species Day. May 15th is Endangered Species Day. The National Wildlife Federation saw what was happening to wildlife populations and knew something had to be done. They established the day to spread awareness about the devastating issue of endangered species and how to protect them. Why is this happening? Overharvesting. Humans harvest too many natural resources, such as fish and trees. Loss of habitat. Animals' habitats are destroyed because of human development activities. Invasive species. Introducing exotic plants and animals to new environments kills native species. Pollution. From plastic in the oceans to air pollution, animals are dying from our dirty habits. Climate change. Animals' homes are disappearing because of changes in global temperatures. The COVID-19 effect. There is at least one positive thing worth discussing. While humans are isolating at home because of COVID-19, some animals are thriving. Check out a few surprising side effects. Less noise from boats has made marine animals less stressed, which increases reproductive success. With office buildings closed and their lights turned off, fewer birds are colliding with buildings at night and dying. Birds are able to forage and eat at city parks without the stress of avoiding crowds of people. Less traffic on the roads means fewer animals, like turtles and frogs, are being killed by cars. What you can do. While you can't stay locked in your house forever, there are steps you can take to help endangered species. Donate. Find a conservation group or wildlife organization and make a donation to support their work. Learn more about endangered species, then educate others. Just starting a discussion can be the first step toward action. Live green pollution and extinction are closely linked. Do what you can to reduce your environmental impact. Driving less, carrying reusable bags, and consuming only what you need are simple ways to start. Do something. It's time to get serious about protecting all living things. Where will you start?